Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to Free Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program and, of course, have plenty of time for you with your thoughts if you dial right now, 855-450-FREE, or dial later. But if you dial sooner rather than later, you're more likely to get on the air with whatever it is you want to discuss. There seems to be there's this weird thing with Free Talk Live where more people tend to call in the third hour. So if you've been planning to call the show all night long, you should get around to it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, because the traffic jams do tend to happen in the third hour of the program, which is where we are right now. And the we includes me, Ian.
And Cantwell.
Also, we've got Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. That's where we're going next with Tommy in Glasgow. Tommy, you're on the air.
Good evening. I can take a free talk live or another. No, I can take a live or another. Take a free talk live. Listen, it's wonderful listening to you. Cadmill, how you doing?
I'm doing well, sir. Thank you for asking. I'm not going to do it. I've been giving people a little bit of a hard time when they say how you doing. I think that Tommy's playing with me, but I just went along with it and didn't even jab at him. So
go ahead, Tommy, sir. What do you got?
Yeah, to the previous caller, so I forgot his name. What was his name again, sorry?
Darn good question. I don't keep track of that stuff.
Anyway, but the good gentleman.
He was very nice. Andrew, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah, I think so. Andrew in Alabama.
It would be nice.
You two are shocking. Yeah. Absolutely shocking. The three of us are shocking. Short-term memory losses. I wonder what causes it for you two. But listen, the thing is, when you phone in a radio station, I've been on both sides, having my own, doing my own kind of podcast in a small way, and before I did that, maybe 10, 15, 20 years, I would phone the UK's radio stations and challenge whatever view was put there. Mm-hmm. And, for many of them, I had to change my number so many times, even get people to use the voices. And I even took it to the level when I was doing my own radio stuff. You know, I had the Skype and I could phone anywhere. I was phoning your wonderful country. I was asking to speak to Rothschild senators or Rockefellers, and I was saying I was from the BBC. I was even saying I was from the royal family, and I need an interview, and I couldn't get past the gatekeepers.
Really?
You know, interestingly, in the
good,
UK,
huh?
Yeah, and in the UK Parliament, it's unbelievable how stupid the people are giving out numbers. Members of MPs' numbers were given out. There was even one about a month ago, it wasn't done by me, but some other kind of prank caller managed to get through to David Cameron by pretending that he was the head of, what do you call it? I think it was either MI6 or GHQ.
Well, you got to be careful doing that.
Yeah, that could get you into trouble.
Yeah.
If you're outside of the United Kingdom, you'd probably be okay. I mean, this isn't legal advice, but if you're in the United Kingdom and you're pretending to be a police agency, that is usually
a huge crime. That's a no-no. Yeah. That's a no-no. You can pretend to be anything, but don't
right. You
don't
can pretend to be someone else in the media. I don't think there's a problem with that. But to pretend to actually be a government agent, they get real upset about
that. No, you don't do that. And for myself, I call myself an amateur satirist, and I got to the level, I mean, I actually got a soccer player sacked on the opposing team of Rangers by posing as an MLS agent, one of the directors, and so I became, and I made front page news, so for someone like myself, you know, I became a well-known voice that would phone up people, and they would say, oh, that's that crackpot Tommy. But anyway, listen, that was just a sideshow, a side point to the caller, what he was wanting to know. Interact, so just get in if you want to jam, you call it jamming, so if you want to jam a message, just phone in and give the viewpoint you think that they want you to hear, or they want to hear, and as soon as you're on, you just give the opposing
viewpoint. Yeah, just switch it up. That generally works fairly well, Tommy. Thanks for the call tonight. Some tips on calling mainstream media. For our listeners who are just tuning in the last hour, we had a question about, you know, how do you sort of counteract the misinformation, the semantics, as our caller was pointing out, the points that these mainstream media guys and the politicians are making. And Tommy's saying, you know, use a little subterfuge, use a little deception, pretend to be someone you're not in order to get on the air in the first place. Because on most talk shows are not like Free Talk Live. Most talk shows, they only want to talk to the people they agree with. They do not want you on the air if you are not either on the topic of discussion or in agreement with the host on the topic.
Right, or they'll put you on as somebody who disagrees, and they'll sort of like let you say whatever it is you want to say, and then they will hang up on you, and then they will refute your point. I remember one of the earlier things that made me question the reliability of the media was after September 11th, I fell into that whole propaganda trap, and I was watching Fox News all the time, and they were doing Fox and Friends. Now, normally Fox News, they don't have call-in shows, but they did a whole bunch of them like right after September 11th, and I called Fox and Friends in the morning, and they were asking about the Patriot Act and how you felt about it, and I called in as soon as that number came up, and I said, well, you know, I'm all for going out and defending the homeland and all of this stuff, but it seems to me that what are we fighting for if we're going to give up our freedoms here at home? What is it that we're going out and fighting a war about if not to protect our freedom?
And you weren't even a libertarian back then.
I was not. No. I wasn't even, I couldn't even call myself a conservative at that point. I had no idea what was going on, right? The only thing I knew about government at that point was it would take my weed away. And so they said, okay, hold on. And they put me on hold, and I heard caller after caller after caller say they were in favor of the Patriot Act, and then they hung up on me without putting me on the show.
Let's talk to Cullen, listening in Maryland. You're on Free Talk Live, tuned in via TuneIn, the app. Go ahead.
Yes. Yes, how's it going? Yes. First question, is my audio level okay right now?
You're sounding fine. Go for it.
Okay. So, first of all, I had a great time at Liberty Forum, and I'd like to thank everyone in the Free State Project for welcoming me up there. It was very nice, and I had a great time.
Great. Well, you should move to New Hampshire as soon as you possibly can, and I imagine the Liberty Forum was hopefully persuasive in to that end.
It was very much so, and yes, I got to see Keene while I was there, and actually, I spent a little bit of time in the Keene Activist Center briefly for one night.
Oh, great.
That was really fun. Yeah, it was cool. And that's actually why I was calling. I am planning on making the move to New Hampshire, and one thing I was planning on doing was actually buying a radio frequency when I'm up there.
A radio frequency?
Yeah, I don't think that you're going to get an FCC license for a broadcast station.
Wait, you're talking about buying an existing broadcast licensed station?
Yes. And
how much money do you have to spend?
I don't have quite the amount of money that I need yet, but I'm planning on.
How much are you expecting to spend on an FCC licensed station to purchase?
Well, I'm hoping after the auction, I'm hoping to spend probably between $30,000 and $50,000. I'm hoping.
I don't think you're going to find a radio station for that cheap. I mean, you might be able to buy the license itself for like an FM translator or something for that kind of price. But you know, a lot of stations, they're being sold with equipment. They're being sold with land. They're being sold with a building on it. So, I mean, you may be looking at more like a $200,000 to $2 million, depending on the size of the facility, depending on the market size.
Right. I'm not talking about the building. I'm talking about the radio frequency, and just the frequency.
But it has to be for sale first. Okay, so just a little bit of info here. Maybe you're already aware of this, Cullen, but just to explain for our listeners. So the FCC has a very limited number of stations that they will make available, and most of them are already taken. So getting a new one from the FCC is incredibly difficult, if it's even an option. Most of the time, the FCC doesn't even have what they call the window open. They will sometimes open the window, and you can apply for a new radio station during that window of time. Most of the time, that window's not open.
Yeah, we can't. Our dial is wide open here, and we can't go in.
Well, actually, you know, interestingly, there was a guy who I knew who worked in local radio who actually had applied during one of the times when the window was open. And turns out so did the local radio group. So a local guy and the local radio group that already has 6 or 7 stations here in the area both applied for a frequency in that window of time frame, which is, again, hardly ever exists. But according to the FCC, has determined that Keene, New Hampshire can only have one new radio station. So the FCC was unable to determine to whom this new frequency should be allocated. They had 2 applicants, and they could not make a decision as to who should receive the allocation of this one frequency. And the guy was telling me this story a decade after he had made the application.
So he was literally waiting, still waiting, for a decision from the FCC on to whom will be awarded this particular frequency. So it's next to impossible to actually get a new frequency out of the FCC. So the only way that people really get radio stations these days legally is to purchase an existing station, which of course requires one to be for sale in the first place. And as I pointed out, a lot of people want to go ahead and sell the building and all the equipment along with that. They're not as likely to just sell the license. But hang on, Cullen, we can bring you back here for more of your thoughts. 855-453. I'm not trying to shoot down your dreams, just want to make it realistic.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-463-9184. That's 1-800-463-9184. 1-800-463-9184.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free
Free Talk Live, you dial toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We will take your calls about anything you want to discuss, and you can join us on Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. So feel free to reach out in that way. In fact, I prefer it. If you heard Tommy's call earlier tonight, if you thought Tommy was hard to understand now, you should have heard his calls when he was calling us on a regular phone.
Oh, that'd be terrible.
It was unintelligible. We couldn't keep him on for very long at all. It was like trying to keep repeating what he was saying, because it was cool to have someone calling from, you know, Ireland. But it was hard as hell to understand through the thick accent and through the phone lines.
Right.
It was nearly impossible.
You definitely get better audio with the Skype connection.
Yeah, it's much more high resolution on Skype, so it makes it easier to understand what people are saying. And if we can understand you, we're more likely to want to talk to you for a longer period of time. Our toll-free number again, 855-453, for those of you who want to use the old way, and for those of you with Skype, do Skype username lrn.fm. And ExpressCoin, the best choice for getting your cryptocurrency. Some would say you would want to buy sooner rather than later. Of course, there's no way to predict what's going to happen with Bitcoins or Litecoin or Dogecoin. That's why I like the Johnny Ray approach of buying like 10% worth of your paycheck, or just picking some arbitrary percentage and then buying that on a weekly basis. That way it sort of averages out the cost over time and you end up with some Bitcoin rather than waiting and waiting and trying to figure out the right point to buy. Whenever you do that, you're going to usually be wrong. If you're just waiting for that right moment, then you buy. That's the next day when it goes down, right?
Yeah.
So get your cryptocurrencies with money order, check, or wire transfer, and know that ExpressCoin is a licensed money services business. You can start off at ExpressCoin.com. Whether you're in the U.S. or Canada, you can do it from your smartphone by downloading their app, ExpressCoin.com. You can go and get it there. Use coupon code FTL, and you'll get up to $40 worth of cryptocurrency with no fee at all. ExpressCoin.com, coupon code FTL. We go back to Cullen. He's in Maryland. Cullen, you're telling us that you're excited about the idea of buying your own radio station, and I'm just trying to give a little bit of background for listeners who aren't familiar with this process of how you do this. I mean, I've never actually bought a station, but you know, I work in the business, so I know a thing or two about this. And usually, the only way people get radio stations is if one is put up for sale. Now, there are radio station brokers who it's their job to sort of list those sales, so you can go to certain websites and you can look at lists of radio stations for sale. The question is, will there be a station for sale in the area in which you want to live, and you've expressed an interest in moving to New Hampshire, so that will severely limit the options that are available to you. And of course, as I was pointing out, lots of stations are sold with equipment, with a building, and they're not going to want to just sell likely just the license itself. So that's some important stuff to keep in mind. You want to go ahead and continue with your thoughts? Go for it.
Yes. And Ian, you were absolutely right about all the bureaucratic messages to buy a radio frequency and about the windows of times too that they allow these purchases to be made. And actually, there was a project a couple of years ago called Prometheus Radio that was started specifically to get low power frequencies to get them scattered in the small towns throughout America. And I was actually an advocate for my school station to get one of those frequencies that they were giving out.
You're talking about what is called now low power FM.
That's correct. Absolutely.
Yeah, there have been broadcasters for a long time. A lot of pirate radio guys would love to be legitimate. They, you know, they don't like the idea that they have to sort of hide in the shadows, so to speak. And many of them would like the idea of doing it legally and getting their license, but they just can't because of some of the restrictions we talked about before, that they're very, very hard to get these things. So they did actually successfully lobby the FCC. It's been more than a decade now since this happened, but they did lobby the FCC to sort of create this new low-power FM service, which would make low-power licenses available to community groups, for instance. And unfortunately, those licenses, from what I understand, are non-commercial licenses. So you wouldn't actually be able to turn it into any kind of a commercial operation, meaning that you wouldn't be able to, you know,
essentially make money on the operation. And the and of course, it's low power, so you're limited in the number of watts that you can put out to, I think, 100 on the FM band. So it's not really the greatest thing in the world. And, of course, there's still an application process, and there's still fees. And you still have to jump through their hoops. The other thing about being FCC licensed is they can come inspect your station whenever they darn well please. If these FCC bureaucrats want to come in there and, you know, make trouble for you, they can come in and find some sort of violation that you have of their myriad of rules. And I don't know if LPFM has, or Low Power FM has, fewer rules than the big stations, but I suspect they're following the same rule book. Go ahead, Colin.
They are under fewer rules and under less observation by the government. That's correct.
Oh, really?
But the other thing about it, though, is Prometheus Radio is, they still exist now, but the government is probably done forever giving out any low power frequency stations, actually.
Really?
Don't quote me on that. That was as far as the last time I checked, but that's probably still true, yes.
Well, of course, the big radio guys don't like them very much. You know, they don't like the idea that there's more competition on the band, which is what the FCC is really there for, is to protect the existing players from competition. Which, unfortunately, while they think it's a good thing, it's, in my opinion, what has really destroyed the radio business. The fact that there's very limited competition on the band, that not just anyone can go and start a radio station. You have to be a millionaire or fairly well. And so it's very limiting to choice.
Yeah, and it does not give them a great deal of incentive to compete, and thus the programming in all too many cases is not interesting at all. I mean, yep. We were just remarking a couple of weeks ago, we were on our way up to Concord, and it was literally, there was a segment on a local station of Ask the Weatherman, and people are calling in and asking the weatherman about their individual travel plans as if the entire market wants to hear what these people are going to be doing on the highways the next weekend.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. I mean, it is ridiculous. That's a regular feature on that particular morning show. It's sort of a hallmark of small town radio, it seems.
That would not survive in the presence of competition.
No, absolutely not. And you're right, Cantwell. The station you're talking about is the only talk station in the marketplace. There was actually years ago. There was a company that was going to start another. They were going to start a talk station, supposedly, and they bailed on those plans at the last moment because they didn't want to compete. They wanted to find some sort of music format that wasn't being done in the community and try to turn that into some sort of a profitable operation. Which, by the way, they ended up flipping to country later. They made it a rock station ultimately. They kept it that way for a few years and then flipped it to country. And there were already two or three other country stations in the market. So what was the point of that? They could have had something original with talk, but they didn't bother with it. So, you know, here's what I think, Cullen. If you've got a bunch of money to blow on an FCC license, then, you know, you mentioned $30,000 to $50,000. That would buy an awful lot of pirate radio transmitters.
Yeah, you got a good point about that. So, well, I guess civil disobedience, and the other thing you said about your friend 10 years ago, I didn't know there would be such an up for grabs mentality about radio stations in New Hampshire, but I guess I was wrong. But so I guess civil disobedience and just going ahead and doing it would be the way to go in that aspect, yes.
Well, I mean,
there's a lot of calculations to be made there.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, there's a lot to think about. I don't think it's a bad idea to take control of a legitimate licensed radio station, but, you know, if I had a certain amount of money to spend, I wouldn't spend it on that personally, but if that's your dream, I don't want to talk you out of it either. Of course, you know, you can't...
I hope he pulls it off.
Yeah, I do too, and let us know how it goes. Colin, thanks for the call tonight. There's more coming up here in moments at 855-453. We've got time for you.
So who else will you meet at the Get Prepared Expo? For starters, from Republic Broadcasting, John Moore and John Statmiller. From GCN, Aaron and Brad Dakins, Joyce Riley, and me, Vincent Finelli. Joining us are the instructors whom you've learned to trust. Surgeon of the Year, Dr. Norman Shealy. Engineer, Matt Stein. The real Fox Mulder of the X-Files, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Author and analyst, Captain John Reagan. Your counterterrorist from Central America, Mike Ma. Dental center owner and my dentist, Dr. Howard Shane. Radiation instructor, Craig Douglas. Author and survivalist, Rich Sheban. Author, Judy Dollarhite. Cancer center owner from Mexico, Dr. Patrick Vickers. Bug out expert and pilot, Captain Bill Sermo. Beekeeper, Jeff Maddox. Seedsman, Mike Knox. Author, Gayla Pruitt. Author, Harry Cooper. Food expert, Joe Acapinti. And Bill Whaley, the junk man. March 27, 28, and 29. GetPreparedExpo.com, the largest preparedness and survival expo in the USA.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You may dial toll-free to bring up whatever's on your mind at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've been talking about Cameron Hughes Wine on Free Talk Live. It's a new advertiser on Free Talk Live, and I'm pretty excited about it because, well, I've actually had some of the wine, and I don't claim to be a wine expert, Chris Cantwell. I don't know if you are.
I'm an expert in listening to people wine, but I'm not exactly much of a wine connoisseur. I do enjoy some wine from time to time, but I'm not the pickiest of wine buyers. But that's kind of a cool thing about CH Wines, I think, that you can sort of get these brand the big name wines, the really good things, and you get them
but without the name on it. So what they do is Cameron Hughes goes and he buys extra wine, the excess wine from these fancy vineyards, and of course because they're coming from the fancy vineyards, he's not allowed to, by part of the agreement, put their name on it, but it's their wine. So he puts his own name on it, calls it lot number whatever, and then sells it to you at a fraction of the cost of what it would cost you if you bought them from the actual wineries that manufacture them.
I don't believe in excess wine.
Well, that's
how,
what,
how do
he
you
doesn't either.
Too
that's
much
why,
wine.
That's why he's buying it and selling it to you at a fraction of the cost. By the way, these bottles would cost you $70 to $100 through whatever their actual vineyard that's creating it. But if you get it through Cameron Hughes, you're going to be paying around $15 per bottle. And this is great wine. It's fancy stuff. And you know what I liked about it, Camwell, is it had 40% more alcohol than the boxed wine.
Ooh.
Yeah. Which is pretty cool.
So now your wine is intoxicating simultaneously.
Yeah, a lot of boxed wine is like 10%, but the wine that I was drinking when we had the variety pack from Cameron Hughes was 14%. And I think it might have been 14.9 some of them.
That's pretty good, especially look, I've been trying to stick more to whiskey when I'm drinking because I'm trying not to consume quite so many sugars and carbohydrates and that sort of thing, and to make your wine a little bit more efficient increases the.
Exactly. Yeah. And you get free shipping with code FTL. So you get a great deal on the bottles. You're getting fancy wine just with a Cameron Hughes name on it because he had to do that to sell it to you. CHWine.com. You go there, use code FTL, free shipping. It's heavy product, right? So it costs a lot of money to ship wine. It's got to be well packed. It's got to be safe. And so, it's got to arrive to you in one piece. They do that. And it's normally fairly expensive to ship wine. You get free shipping with code FTL, and people have been ordering this.
What is this guy, Crazy Eddie? It doesn't even make sense. He's going to sell you a $70 bottle of wine for $15, and he's going to ship it for free?
I mean, obviously he's making money on the wine, but the shipping, he's got to be eating some serious costs on that, and he's doing it
working on some thin margins.
Yeah, he's obviously doing it to get the word out, and people are buying. So go and check it out, chwine.com. Use code FTL, but it is a limited time on the free shipping. That's not going to last forever.
Yeah,
it can't last forever.
It can't.
chwine.com, code FTL. Let's go to Steve in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello there, Steve. Steve in New York, going once. Steve in New York, going twice.
Nope.
There he is.
I'm here.
Have you. Go
okay,
for
you guys, ahead, you guys are talking about wine. I was going to bring up a subject on the corruption in the judicial system in Florida I've been experiencing.
Great. Go for it.
I just want to get the message out there to people. I'm actually representing myself, and they shouldn't be threatened or feel threatened by the strong position that the state prosecutor and the whole system puts on them.
Well, you are always being threatened when you're in criminal court.
Yeah,
that's what they do.
You wouldn't be there if you weren't.
Right, yeah.
Well, no, they have a system in place that for the non-criminals or the innocent. They want to put you in a diversion program for financial systematic abuse.
And what is the issue that you're facing in court?
It's a nominal charge. It's basically they have tried their best attempts to make me do this diversion program, and I.
What are we diverting you from? It seems like you're dodging that question. What is it that you're facing? I mean, really, it's hard to talk about court without knowing what the issue is.
It's a misdemeanor charge that I've proven just through research in the statute of law. It was a wrongful thing. A wrongful arrest, and
what's the charge?
I don't think you need to say.
Disorderly
conduct.
Okay.
That's one of those crazy catch-alls that they'll throw at people. You piss off a cop, and then they'll throw a disorderly at you. I understand how you could say, like, I didn't actually create any disruption of public, enjoyment or whatever.
Yeah, I didn't entice the public into and et cetera. I was in a gated community, which under the statute of law is not public place, which is an essential element in the charge. There's a lot of details in that, but the charge is irrelevant. But they detained me for 40 hours without process.
Yeah, that's no good.
Right.
And you're taking this on yourself and no attorney.
I had an attorney. I made him withdraw.
Okay, so you had an attorney and you fired him or you let him withdraw, and now you are representing yourself on this misdemeanor disorderly conduct charge. And I guess they probably put some pressure on you that you had to have an attorney is probably something they tried to do with you, right?
No, they already agreed because I challenged my attorney. It's sad because the attorneys don't even know the statute of the law. It's sad.
You're talking about a public defender?
No, saying...
You're talking about an actual hired attorney who does...
A hired prestigious...
He's taking on?
And he didn't even know what due justice meant.
Due justice?
Due justice. I can't say I've heard of that either.
I never did either. Don't get me wrong. I just was out there researching. But prosecutor's responsible as a minister of the court to do justice.
I see.
Prosecute.
Well, I've never seen that happen.
We had like a statute in New York in the criminal procedure law called "In the Interest of Justice." I've gotten cases dismissed on that count before. I just say, "Hey, you know, judge."
Yeah, under the discretion of the prosecutor's office, they have the choice right. Whether to proceed or not.
They certainly do, and I've seen them proceed every time. I mean, unless it's against someone, you know, some judge's kid, they're going to proceed, likely. So what is it you're feeling extra threatened for? Because, again, normally court is a threatening process. There's always violence behind this particular system.
They've continued to threaten me with...
What? I'm sorry.
We know you're innocent, but it's worse for you to go to trial and be proven innocent.
I think...
I said, absolutely not.
All right, we're going to give you one more shot. It's unfortunately a bad line for a moment there. Maybe it's cleared up now. Say that one more time.
Which part?
What you just said about innocent something or other.
They said, yeah, you're definitely innocent, but it's worse to go to trial and be proven innocent because then you can't have your record expunged. And I said, you're wrong.
So are you telling me that these are the words of the prosecutor's mouth, that the prosecutor is saying, I know you're innocent, but I won't drop the charge?
It's higher than that. I'm talking agencies that go above that. I don't want to go into too much detail.
Well, we can't do anything with you on the radio. Sorry, buddy.
Thanks for the call tonight. 855-453.
It goes too deep for me to talk about.
I hope that after it's...
about it or something, man. I mean, I'm sure it's really...
Can't talk about it on the radio, sorry to tell you.
Right, look. Right, and if you're calling a radio show, what your situation is, so our listeners can understand, so we can understand, so we can ask more relevant questions to try to get more information out of you. And I can understand that if you don't want to reveal certain information that's going to possibly harm your case, then, yeah, you probably shouldn't be calling the radio in the first place because the talk show hosts are going to ask you questions that may put you in a position where you may feel tempted to reveal information that you probably shouldn't reveal. So if you're not prepared to talk about your case in at least somewhat of a full aspect, you probably shouldn't be calling talk radio about it. So I wish you the best of luck.
Yeah, I mean, you could sort of change the names and places if it suits you. But
don't have to tell us your real name or anywhere where it actually is happening. Just, you know, give the info without giving the real details, I guess. There's a way to do that. There's a way to be cautious in these discussions. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You can join us here on the radio waves and take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live. More on the way with Ian and Christopher Cantwell. His website, ChristopherCantwell.com. More Free Talk Live coming up.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges.
This is Dobby Barker from ShinyBadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such an infectious brain worm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at ShinyBadges.com, write WORMS in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
You hear that, kid? That's the hum of a well-run facility. You know what I hate hearing? Silence. Silence on a production line means downtime. Downtime means wasted time. Wasted time means wasted money. Silence isn't golden, kid. It's deadly. That's why I love Grainger. With a wide variety of the latest products, Grainger gets us what we need when we need it to help keep this place up and running and humming away. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You may dial toll-free to join us here on Free Talk Live at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, and you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Just enjoy the features on the site. They're waiting for you, and you can take them whenever you darn well please. Download archives, listen to live streams, get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners. And if you like what we're doing on Free Talk Live, you appreciate the work that we're putting into spreading the ideas of liberty 7 nights a week, live, then you can become a Free Talk Live amplifier for all of $5 per month. That's what it takes over at amp.freetalklive.com. You'll get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, the amp-only podcast, amp-only Facebook group, and more. You can go get signed up, and that $5 helps us get on more radio stations, bringing new internet listeners on with the program and expanding our satellite reach around the globe.
I love the amp Facebook group.
Oh, it's fun, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, interacting with the listeners. You know, I'm on Facebook all the time. So
it's one of the newest things for the AMP program, and I think it's probably one of the most fun perks that's there. So, yeah, go to amp.freetalklive.com. Cantwell's in that group. Mark and myself and some of the other co-hosts, as well as a couple hundred people, I think, a couple hundred Free Talk Live amplifiers in there. So it's a good time. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. So our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. I mentioned briefly, Chris, earlier there's a story about the CIA sort of breaking what appears to be breaking their main rule, right? Like the CIA is supposed to work outside of the United States. They're supposed to focus their efforts on
whatever the hell is going on outside the U.S.
Yeah, they are not supposed to be spying on Americans. That's the thing that they say all of the time. And it was interesting, at CPAC recently, there was a debate between Judge Andrew Napolitano and I forget his name now, the director of the NSA.
Yeah, that's right.
Talking,
come back.
You know, he's saying how, hey, we're not doing all of these terrible things.
Wasn't it Hayden?
Yeah, that's it, Hayden. Yeah. And he comes in and says, well, look, Andrew Napolitano's sort of blowing it out of proportion. We're not spying on you. It's only if there's foreign intelligence, blah, 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 blah. But now we're hearing that the CIA is helping local police do what?
Specifically, the U.S. Marshals, I think, are the main contact here for the CIA. But they may be using this with local cops. The story is from the Wall Street Journal, WSJ.com. The Central Intelligence Agency played a crucial role in helping the Justice Department develop technology that scans data from thousands of U.S. cell phones at a time, part of a secret high-tech alliance between the spy agency and domestic law enforcement, according to people familiar with the work. CIA and the U.S. Marshals Service, which is an agency of the Justice Department, developed technology to locate specific cell phones in the U.S. By the way, I don't believe for a moment they developed this technology. They're government bureaucrats. They have no incentive to develop technology. They likely bought some technology right. That was offered to them, or they hired some firm to develop it. Anyway, they locate specific cell phones through an airborne device that mimics a cell phone tower, said these people. Today, the Justice Department program, whose existence was reported by the Wall Street Journal last year, is used to hunt criminal suspects. The same technology is also used to track terror suspects and intelligence targets overseas, say those anonymous sources. The program operates specially equipped planes that fly from five U.S. cities, with a flying range covering most of the U.S. population. Planes are equipped with devices. Some past versions were dubbed dirt boxes by law enforcement officials. These devices trick cell phones into reporting their unique registration information. The surveillance system briefly identifies large numbers of cell phones belonging to citizens that are unrelated to the search. The practice can also briefly interfere with the ability to make calls, said those people. Some law enforcement officials are concerned the aerial surveillance of cell phone signals inappropriately mixes traditional police work with the tactics and technology of overseas spy work that is constrained by fewer rules.
Yeah, the technology that you're announcing here is not new. I think that what they just said, that the Wall Street Journal had sort of announced that they had this sort of thing last year. And, of course, law enforcement has always had the ability to sort of ask the cell phone provider to triangulate your position.
Correct.
But that doesn't give you the exact location. And, of course, that requires cooperation from the cell phone provider. This is a situation where they can do this, it seems, without even having a warrant.
This nails it down to about 3 yards, I think. We'll give you more information about it. The CIA has a longstanding prohibition that bars it from conducting most types of domestic operations. And officials at the CIA and the Justice Department say they didn't violate those rules. Hey, this is totally legal, what we're doing here. It's not actually the CIA that's running this operation. They're just helping us with the technology.
I love that this seems to be going on so frequently that there's an accusation that some government agent has done something improper, and they just assert that it is legal. I would love to be able to use that defense in court more frequently. You know, if I get pulled over for speeding and I just say, well, you know, it's legal for me to be speeding because I'm special. They're just saying, hey, well, look, yes, of course we're helping the local police department spy on their citizens, but it's the local police department doing the spying. We're just providing the technology, and right. Thus we're not spying on America.
When the CIA provided people, their prisoners, into these rendition programs where they were taken to secretive places in very unpleasant parts of the world and given to very unpleasant people who were not technically on the CIA payroll, who then proceeded to torture them. Those individuals, that wasn't the CIA torturing those people. It was the people that they partnered with.
Yeah,
so it's totally legal.
We just gave them a plane ride to Egypt where they put them in a dungeon and beat the crap out of them, you know.
The cooperation began a decade ago when the CIA arranged for the Marshall Service to receive more than $1 million worth of gear to conduct this surveillance, said those people who are the sources for the story. More than $100 million went into research and development of these devices. For years, the U.S. Marshall's Technical Operations Group worked with the CIA's Office of Technical Collection to develop the technology. In the earlier days, it was the CIA that provided the most resources, said the people familiar with the matter.
See, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but that I think is an important point. It's they talk about all these different separations of powers and different checks and balances that you have. But when you have your local police department is not going to spend $100 million developing a spy technology, right? Only the foreign intelligence agencies can do this. And then if they go and create things for the purpose of foreign intelligence and then hand them off to local law enforcement and say, hey, we're not spying, nanny, nanny, foo, foo. It's like, I'm not touching you, you know. It's ridiculous.
I bet you did that when you were a kid.
Oh, I totally did that.
By using a device that mimics a cell tower, all phones in its range are compelled to send identifying information. So it's pretending to be your cell phone provider. When the device finds a target phone in that sea of information, the plane then goes in circles overhead until the device can locate it to within about 3 yards.
Oh, and I love how they're going to try to pretend that this is a really specific search and seizure when this thing is literally requiring every single cell phone in the area to hand over identifiable information.
It's that a mass sweep.
That doesn't sound to me like specifically naming the persons or things to be seized.
Some versions of the technology can also be used to intercept signals from phones. U.S. military intelligence agencies have used the technology in Afghanistan, Iraq, and elsewhere to hunt terrorists and map the use of cell phones in such places. The cooperation between technical experts at the CIA and the Marshall Service, which law enforcement officials have described as a marriage.
A marriage.
Well, they use a marriage. Oh, this is we're just completely separate here, but we're married to them.
Yeah, well, you know, there's certain marriages where people sleep in different bedrooms and that sort of thing, I suppose. I mean, it's God bless America.
It represents one way that criminal investigators are increasingly relying on U.S. intelligence agencies for operational support and technical assistance in the wake of the 2001 attacks. Many Justice Department officials view the joint effort with the CIA as having made valuable contributions to both domestic and overseas operations. CIA spokesbureaucrat declined to comment on whether the CIA or any other agency uses the devices. Some technologies developed by the agency, quote, have been lawfully and responsibly shared with other U.S. government agencies, said the spokesbureaucrat. How those agencies use that technology is determined by the legal authorities that govern the operations of those individual organizations, not the CIA. So we've handed off this information, this technology, and we really don't know what they're doing with it, and it's really none of our business, whatever those laws say locally.
We just handed over some Heartbleed SSL bug to Anonymous, and if they just decide to go out and destroy the internet with it, it's not really our fault.
Yeah.
It's crazy what these people get away with.
It sure is. To civil libertarians, the close involvement of America's premier international spy agency with the domestic law enforcement arm shows how military and espionage techniques are now being used on U.S. citizens. I'm glad they finally talked to somebody here about this. Andrew Crocker from the Electronic Frontier Foundation says, quote, there's a lot of privacy concerns in something this widespread, and those concerns only increase if we have an intelligence agency coordinating with them. But what are they going to do about it? How do you stop something like this?
Well, and I don't have a whole lot of faith in the EFF to do something about it.
But they'll take
either
their money and try to bring a lawsuit or something, which they'll lose, probably. We're out of time tonight. Check out Chris on his website, ChristopherCampbell.com, and check out FreeTalkLive.com. See you tomorrow.
Well, I did it. I finally left the empire behind. And now that I'm safely settled in Chile, I'm gathering with others like me to build a new community called Fort Galt. Fort Galt is designed to be the ideal home base for professionals and their families to live and work in peace. If you're ready to ditch the super state and bring your business to freer lands, visit us online at fortgalt.com. That's fortgalt.com.
In a trial by jury, the primary function of a juror is not to dispense punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial. The fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.